Blog Talk Radio.
A nation of business, and to bring us together, there is the airline of business. Throughout the U.S. and 13 foreign lands, the airline trusted by business travelers for a half century and more. United Airlines, rededicated to giving you the service you deserve. Come fly the friendly sky.
Hey, it's Nikki Glaser.
This holiday season, I really hope that stockings aren't the only thing that is getting stuffed. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking about sex. I really, really hope you're getting it on this holiday season with someone you care about or someone you don't, but you feel good about it. Do whatever you want, but do it smart and make sure to bring Trojan Bearskin Raw condoms that literally feel as close to not having a condom on as you can get. And don't worry about lube because there's some already in there. Silky smooth lubricant is in each condom to increase comfort and sensitivity. So this holiday season, hell, stuff a stocking with condoms. That would be a great gift. Trojan Bearskin Raw Condoms. Feel your best. Get yours on.
Talk Show. Recorded live.
This is what happened when I bang brought you. I get in my feelings, yeah. I start reminiscing, yeah. Next time around, fuck, I wanted to be good for you. Waiting on a sign, guess it's time for a different prayer. Lord, please favor for me. Do this one favor for me. I had to change my playing ways, got way too complicated for me. I hope she's waiting for me. Everywhere she go, they play my song. That's why I say the things that I say. That way I know you can't ignore me. It's all so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me, break it down. Yes, sir. Yes. We used to lay up and then stay up and had sex me and blow games. I shouldn't play no games when you just covered up my brain. Last time I saw you win me, that was strange. Guess there's nothing I could do. Man, it's true. X has changed. Yeah. Hey, guess you changed for the better. Better. I know you know how to make me better. I was never loyal, let you tell it, yo. But I'm ready to fix it. If you ready, baby, it's awesome. Yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me.
For real, Sean. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. If you had two keys or ten roofs, turn up with your pillow, we just getting loose. Baby, I'm so keep feeling you. Don't be cynical, won't fuck you over. Wanna fuck you over. And again, the truth is I ain't really his top problem. Girl, I swear to God, him. Old King never said it got him. No, I bet you wanna tell him, don't try him. I don't wanna tell him, let's surprise him. I don't wanna get into it, why you stressing him? I've been driving back and forth from Louisville to Lexington. Mileage on the whip, got your ass in my grip. College, make you wanna strip for them dollars. Nah, girl, I got a job for you. Swear to God, I could do a lot for you. Saw you scrolling through the campus, I had to stop for you. I was scrolling through the gram, girl, I had to follow you. Say what's up with you. You got my soul.
All right. That was Bryson Taylor with Exchange representing Louisville, Kentucky. And DJ Alaska, are you in the building?
All the way live. How are you? And, you know, this is a product of the Damon Network right here. And this is the one and only Miss T is Queen. And the name of the show is The Silence of Louisville Poetry Hour, y'all, right here on Talk Show. Go ahead, girl. Do your thing.
Yes. This is The Silence of Louisville Poetry Hour, and I am your host, Miss T is Queen. I'm going to give y'all a little info about me and my co-host. I can be found on Facebook at Miss T is Queen, I-Z Queen, Poetess page, on YouTube and SoundCloud at Sweet T is Queen. I have the CEO of the Damon Network, Determined and Motivated, online now with me, the dynamic honeybee, Mr. DJ Alaski. He's representing Compton, California, and can be found on Oladele, O-L-A-D-E-L-E, Malawi, M-A-L-A-W-A, make sure I'm saying it right, Ngozi, N-G-O-Z-I. He can be found on Twitter at Ngozi Prime and Ngozi Time on Instagram. So the call-in number for tonight is 724-444-7444. The PIN number is 131794. Press 1 pound. If you want to join in and add your talents or thoughts to our show, then press star 8 and we will have you in queue. Y'all in for a real treat tonight. We got live spoken word performances from myself and others. We got the Neo Soul playlist from DJ Olasky. And I have a guest speaker here, Joey White, who is going to tell us our good news tip of the week, which is now incorporated. Each week when you all call in, you will hear a good news tip of the week. The theme of tonight is love, but diversity is welcome, because I think that with so much hate going on in and around the world, it's vital to refresh and remember where we came from. And so how did you like that song, DJ Alaska, when you first heard it?
Listen, you know, I love Bryson Taylor. I mean, you know, he's a new young gun. He calls himself Trap Soul. I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, sometimes that word trap gets on my nerves a little bit. I just think it's just straight up soul. And he's doing a wonderful job. And he's representing the city of Louisville, top side Kentucky, north central Kentucky. How about that?
Yeah. All right, so we're going to get right into the show. Before I bring my guest speaker on, and we're going to have a music break after that, and then we will open the lines because I want to hear from you all what you all have to say. And that song is suitable because that's what we do here every week. We exchange thoughts and deeds to be at ease. So this is a little solace right here. This piece was a requested of the week from my poetess page. It's a collab of Let Me and We Are Elevating. Let me run my hands over your back. Let me make you feel the heat through my crack. Let me dance and glance and moan. Oh, baby, you look so strong. Stand up and don't you move. Let me get into them curves and grooves. Now I want you to feel my waist. Turn around and get your taste. Chocolate eclair? Yes, I dare. Let me smile and bite my lips as I glare. I've waited for this for such a long time. I will be yours if you will be mine. In our moments, it's just you and me. Baby, let me, because I already think. I think that we are elevating. Before the physical into the sapiosexual mental, yeah, we are elevating. So let's go someplace where we have never been. And to the golden stripes that's embedded in our crowned brown skin. As we speak on what we want, we will. Say to each other what we don't, and we won't. Sunshine and midnight met in the middle of life. Angelic stars shine so bright. Careful treading, then hugs that are forever tight makes it all right. Feathers for flight. Slowly leave. Together is more of a solid wing. warriors pause to hold the power of this all. Fitness rub the pump's internal organs. Explosions come outward without forewarning. Energized on sight, emotions purring. We are elevating, never ignoring. From the tribal through the terrains, it's now time for a revival. Hey, like Kim, love calls our name. We are elevating, even through the rain. So here is your piece of the pie. This solace hour is my gaha. In peace.
Okay, you starting up? You starting up early? That's how we do tonight? That's what we're doing right now? Listen, that is my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful host of this wonderful show. I am, if you don't know already, the dynamic DJ Olad Ski on turntables ones and twos for you. And we're going to start this show tonight, of course, with the Neo So High that we always get a chance to do, and that would be the love of my life, Erykah Badu.
Hi.
Right here, we're gonna do so
bad.
Yeah. Like the cage door, and above the door had a picture, had a sign that said the world's most dangerous animal. Now, I thought it was funny because I was like, wow, somebody actually took a picture of themselves in that position. So I posted the picture, and then I thought I posted it, but they had sent me a message saying that we removed the picture because it didn't, you know, it violated or whatever. But they didn't, it didn't have a picture. It was like a little box, but no picture in it. So I said, okay, well, I don't know if I posted that picture or not. Let me go ahead and post it again. So I posted it. 10 minutes later, I go back to Instagram and go check on my page, and the picture is gone. Well, the picture was gone, but my page was blocked, was logged out. I tried to log back in. They said you've been banned because you violated our like community standards.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the summary of the story is that black people can't post anything that makes white people feel bad or disparages white people, but it's okay for them to do that to us, because if you go back to, and I keep referencing this even on my site and in my YouTube videos, that if you go back to the Dred Scott versus Ferguson case and Justice Taney's opinion in that case, he clearly says, amongst other things, but he clearly says that black people have no rights that whites are bound to respect. So how does that affect us today? If you look at just the small microcosm, which is Facebook, you see how black posts get deleted and banned, and people get blocked and disappear and got to make 2, 3, and 4 different pages. So I felt that was basically retarded. So
yes, I'm on my third Facebook page because I've been blocked out of other ones for sharing too much knowledge, and you know they wanted government ID information. I don't know who you are to send you my government ID. We saw that video with the sister who got ripped off with her bank account, and so we know that this is a problem. So what solution did you come up with?
Well, basically, that's the reason I started the site 4 years ago, because of that, because we were sitting there sharing information that is pertinent to black people, and obviously whoever monitors these pages, which is probably not a black person, because going by their own admission, Facebook only hires or only employs at this moment probably less than 2% of black people are employed at their company. Racism is rampant at their company so much that they have a graffiti wall, I guess, for lack of a better term, and in the Facebook headquarters where people can write, you know, little messages or whatever on the wall. And somebody wrote Black Lives Matter on there, and they crossed it out and put all lives. Somebody crossed out Black Lives Matter and wrote All Lives Matter, and Mark Zuckerberg had to make it a point to write a company email and post it publicly to let people know that, you know, racism supposedly is not tolerated at Facebook. But when the Labor Department asked for Silicon Valley's numbers on their employment, they want to fight. They about as bad as Donald Trump not wanting to release his tax returns as far as employment goes. Facebook, Twitter, every social media company in Silicon Valley out here in California has a hard time in releasing their numbers to the public to let them know who, you know, their staffing numbers.
And so what's the name of your site, and what's the
model? Our Time Now, HourTimeNow.com. And basically, like I said, the whole purpose of the site is to give black people a place to speak about our issues or whatnot without having to be, you know, banned, blocked, suspended, et cetera, like we do on Facebook.
Yeah. And I think that was very important for you to come on and share with us. I spread it around as much as I can. Y'all, it's called ourtimenow.com, and it's for blacks, non-blacks, a social media site where you can promote unity and knowledge without the worry of it being banned or videos taken down or things like that. So I do appreciate your genius of not just talking about it, but doing something about it and making a difference. DJ, I'll ask you, did you have anything you want to add?
Well, first of all, you know what? I love this. And also all the folks out there who continue to, you know, apply the pressure to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, tell them to kiss your ass, okay? Be able to say what you want to say and do what you want to do. Listen, you know me. I always say IJS. I'm just saying. You know what? Now, like I say, Joey, and all the folks out there in radio land, think it's not illegal yet. So that's all I got to say right now on that one.
That's basically it. That's it in a nutshell. I wish that more people would be like the brother, because one of the problems that we have in the black community is that if it's not vouched for by a celebrity or somebody that's not black, they're slow to move, if ever. I mean, you know, and it's very sad that we put up with bad behavior and bad treatment for nothing. We don't spend any money on Facebook, as far as they don't give us any money. They don't obviously want to hire us for jobs. So we have a very strange relationship with Facebook. You know, we think that if we leave it, you know, the world is going to end. And it's not going to end. It's just that they are going to be in a different situation than what they are in right now, because they need our money. Facebook survives off of advertising. If black people stopped going to Facebook, yeah, it wouldn't shut down, but it would definitely curtail their money, because black people post a lot on Facebook. We do a lot of free advertising for Facebook, as far as, yeah, go to Facebook if you want to see my page or you want to talk to me or whatever. But they police us. So we need to stop this, voluntary bad treatment.
Absolutely. And I just posted on the event page that you, DJ Alasky, you are another go-getter who started your own radio network because of stipulation. So once people realize what the problem is and actually do something about it, then, you know, salute to everyone who takes the chance and the risk and do that. And I thank you very much. Got much love for you. And I want you to stay tuned to the rest of the show and enjoy it. Thank you for coming on and sharing with us. And let everyone know where they can find you at again, and the other website to go to.
Well, like I said, the spelling, you have to make sure you get the spelling right, because if you don't, you'll be going to an old people dating site. It's our, H-O-U-R, time now, not our, because if you type in O-U-R, you're going to be at an old people dating site and calling me all kind of names because you think I lied to you. So I'm just letting you know, get the spelling right, you're going to be in the wrong place.
All right. And there you all have it from Joey White. And thank you very much once again for coming on the Silence of Louisville Poetry Hour. And I look forward to staying in touch with you.
Definitely. Thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome. DJ Alasky, did you want to say anything else before you go?
Well, first of all, that was a real, real, real outstanding brother right there. And like I said, he started his own thing, you know, with get away from the status quo. And like I said again, so that way people can understand what I said anybody don't like what's going on Facebook and you're telling the truth, they can kiss your whole entire ass when this guy's back on to the program tonight. Now, before we open the lines for all the folks to see, we're out of Long Beach, California, 724-444-7444. You better press pin number 131794. You better press #1 to get on with us, and you better press *8 to go ahead and talk to this wonderful young lady out of Louisville tonight. Now, listen. I'm just simply Ski, and I get back to the turntables for you, and especially you. We're going to go there right now. We start, of course, with Erykah Badu, Love My Life. How about a little Stay Together with Jaheim? How about a little bit of Leather Seed? You right.
You know, I love you, right? We've always had some good time. We'll do it all. Yeah, I'll be down.
I'm going to call it All the Way Black.
All right.
Trying to be free, trying to be me, trying to the world that the impossible may see, but I'm trying to be black. All the way black, that some things don't even attract, but it seems like it's another day that I can't relax because they're trying to take my blackness away. It's like Facebook, they want me to be black. They want me to be better. Called Let's Make America Greater. If I say America be greater, that means America be more white, then that means that white will subtract black, so that means that I can't be black anymore. I'm all the way black, but I'm all the way live. My pride will never be denied because I'm too black. I'm too African. I'm too never separated from where I have my roots planted. But granted, my information, my education, let the whole world be devastated because I'm too black and I'm all the way black. I'm Malcolm X black. I'm Dr. Martin Luther King black. We will shut you down. Facebook, we will shut you down. You see, either you let us be black or we will never support you at all. All the way black. What do you mean you need to go ahead and see our information? Who the hell are you? Who are you? Are you trying to go into our page, trying to hack all the information that we have? I may be giving my information to a criminal, but see, I'm speaking in general. You see, all your last days being a federal, but in these days, so damn critical. But now I leave with this moment. I'm leaving this moment of silence. I'm all the way black. Don't like my blackness, you could go to hell. You don't like my blackness, I never give a damn. Don't like my blackness, you could kiss me and I'll be black until there's nothing left. And that's the end drive.
All right. Thank you for sharing that with us. You always come with freestyles, and I freestyle my poetry too, but to do it like without... So if you don't have any, you know, that's very good. D.D.L., I see you want to say anything.
Well, first of all, you heard what he said. He's not going to excuse himself in no time or apologize for himself being a black man. And that's what it's all about. You know, I believe in, you know, love for all people. But you know what, though? A lot of times we got to fix our own issues. We can't ask anybody else to fix our own issues but us. How about that? And I don't need an amen or get a witness because I'm all that anyway. I can hear myself and still kiss myself. How about that?
Amen. And hey, love your brightness. I love your brightness. Love your brightness. See us. I'm a long way. I like to give big shout-outs. I'm for the work. If you don't mind, I make a quick announcement. My network, VPN, I'm trying to bring that back in, around my birthday in September. So.
We look forward to it, and I have my Kings and Queens Unite radio show over there when we was doing features last summer, so we look forward to you having that back, and now all the fellow poets who's working with you, salute to you all as well.
Yes, I love your brightness, and much love to y'all being black every day, all day.
All right, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your
evening. Thank you very much. All right. There you go. And, you know, we're going to keep it live and on the same format. You know, we have Long Beach, California. I'm Simply Ski. This is my girl, Simply T. Now, don't get it twisted at 724-444-7444. You better press pin number 131794. You better press pound 1 to get on and then star 8 to talk. You know what I'm saying? Because we are all back. Ash, everyone in your family. Back to Miss T. Miss T, we got one more coming on right now before I play my next track out of California. Be ready to talk poetry. Let's get it in.
Yeah, this is Mustafa. I'm representing the Bay Area. Peace to the Queen.
I'm
doing all right. I'm enjoying your show.
Appreciate it. And so, let us know what you need for us tonight.
Well, yeah, I would like to put a piece out there, if you don't mind.
The mic is yours.
Okay, and it's called The Pen Is My Friend. The pen is my friend, for it helps me to ascend, transcend, and bend as I may the obstacles and disbelievers that stand in my way. Because no one can write quite like me. I'm the best at relating my story. I write because it sets me free, in spite of my past history. It helps me to shed transgressions of years past, as I put forth locutions that will eternally last. Yes, the pen is my friend, as it helps me to mitigate through circumstances I did not create. For it is an instrument which helps me to navigate through the scorn, racism, and hate in this land of the free where my forefathers were hung from the tree. Because, oh say can you see, is of very little significance to me. Despite the horrid circumstances which surround me, as I witness people murdered for the crime of looking like me, the pen is my friend. In a land where police brutality is a reality I'm forced to face, for little more than having a black face, not knowing my place. In a society which treats me as if I've committed an unforgivable sin for no apparent reason other than my gender and the color of my skin. I come from a people critically marginalized within a nation pandemically polarized, where race still determines one's place as we send explorers into outer space. Technology is moving at incredible speeds in these digital days, yet when it comes to race, we still hold on to analog ways. The pen is my friend in a nation that is eager to wage war while ignoring the disenfranchised and the poor. Our politicians turn a blind eye to this reality as if this narration is nothing more than fallacy. Ask Eric Garner, Trayvon Martin, Mike Brown, or Oscar Grant Jr. Each one of them will tell you they wish Black Lives Mattered sooner. Black men constitute a deplorable overrepresentation in the penal institutions of this nation. The pen is my friend as it helps me to navigate through this nightmare while I attempt to avoid being caught up in the hopelessness and despair. Before all is said and done, is it too much to ask for this nation to truly stand as one? When this country first begun, it started with a document called the Constitution, stating that all men were created equally. Really? Well, when will that equality extend to me? The pen is my friend, for it is through the pen that I'm afforded the opportunity to realize what it feels like to be truly free. The pen is my friend. Thanks for letting me share that.
Thank you for sharing with us. You know, when I was locked up, I only had a paper and flex pen was my only friend. And so, yes, anybody who have a pen and some and can express themselves, then that's very wonderful. And your voice is nice and clear, too, so I really appreciate that piece.
Thank you.
DJ Alaska, you want to add anything?
You heard that man say, the pen is my friend. You know, it's funny that, you know, a lot of times we have to have that artistry, and we have to say what we mean. When he is talking, you know, and when he talked about the tree, it reminded me of Mary Turner, the young lady that was killed in East St. Louis, hung from a tree in 1918, that sparked Billie Holiday and the great George Gershwin. That's right, even the Jew wrote that wonderful song, Strange Fruit. Can I get a witness out there? And Billie Holiday told the story of that, and that was written by a black man, that poem that George Gershwin used, and he was touched by it and the story that Billie told her. And that song, to me, is my favorite song by Billie Holiday. One night in one of my soul reviews, I would definitely use me like that. It was one of my mama songs. You know, I used to play my segment, my mama song, like, you know, Martin said, my mama biscuits. So that's how I did my mama song, mama song. That's how it is. So I appreciate the brother from the Bay Area, you know what I mean, a fellow Californian, you know what I'm saying. I'm from the city of Compton, the Hub City. I'm from Rosecrans. So that's how I get down. So I want to thank you for coming on the program and giving us something to do. And that means think about what you said, my brother. Think about what you said.
So thank you, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Okay, peace.
Peace.
Yeah, that man was clear. Listen, my dear, since that man was clear, you know I got something else for you, and I got something right here, right now from Long Beach. You better believe 724-444-7444. You better press 1-3179-4, then press #1. And if you want to talk, all you got to do is press *8. Don't be shy, because guess what? That poem allowed me to go into the archives and almost change my soundtrack. I'm going to go with Aloe Black right now. Love is the answer, y'all. This is a wonderful all-timer, DJ, MC, graffiti writer, dancer, Old Lad Chief.
Smoking pot everywhere, from the living owner, we don't care. Somebody tell me what we gonna do. Even though it's plenty to share, people hungry in the streets, it ain't fair. But you don't think about it until it's you. Now I'm gonna say how I feel.
This is Hi, this is Analog Soul, a.k.a. Kylie Brown, a.k.a. Kai Poetess. And I am so happy to be here. I am enjoying your show.
We like
Thank
it.
Thank you. We appreciate you coming on and Kentucky representing. That's what's up.
Oh, and, no, actually, I'm from Chicago. I'm from Chicago. It's K-Y is Kai.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I spoke with you a little earlier. Yeah, I'm born and raised from Chicago, and that's what's up, too. Let us know what you have for us tonight.
Absolutely. Let's see here. I think I'll do this. I want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for shining your light on me. You send me someone who really loves me, and not just my body. He keeps me happy, so very happy he loves me. I don't know how to be. It's been a long time since I had someone who loved me. I owe my thanks to thee. You are my serendipity, the wonderful thing that I have found while looking for something else. My fervent prayers have been answered on this lovely day, and I am edified by you in my life. My eyes have never seen until you crossed my path. My ears have never heard until your voice beckoned to me on the wind. A rose has never exuded such a smell until I recognized you as my gardener. And I have never spoken words of infinite bonds until I looked into eyes that overstood my queendom. So on this lovely day, I shall love thee until the sun burns out of the sky. And from this moment forward, you, me, he is she, and I become we, for I remember you from the times of shifting sands, for our love is legendary. We regulate the seas with this love. Nemesis of the moon's soul, understand the depth of love that I have for you. I love you in the way that I see you as the blueprint of man, just as you see me as the original Eve. So on this lovely day, that is for all that witness that we were married when our spirits floated away above the ether. I know it could not happen without your love. Ooh, without your love, your love. In peace.
Oh, all right. That's what I'm talking about. Kind of poetry on the mic. See, Dylan, can you move her over here?
I love the way that she's acting up. You see, let me tell you something about artistry. Artistry, you don't care about what you say, it's the spirit that talks. And that's what that was. You know, I mean, it's simply simple.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I love love. I'm in love with love. And I believe that there is an art to loving the black man, and I'm enjoying the ride.
Right on. I love that. Yeah, it is cool. So she got the right rap. Tell all the people out there, you know, last name Saran, Reynolds, all of them, even the cheap brand, that she got more rap than shrink. How about that? And when she wraps you up, make sure it's wrapped tight because love is all right tonight. Go, girl.
Absolutely, absolutely. You can find me on Facebook under Kai Poetess. That's K-Y Poetess.
My stage name is Analog Soul, and you can also find me this Friday on POET Radio, talkshoe.com, for Kylie's World, starting at 8 o'clock Central.
I like that. I like that. I like, and you know what, though, AT, you know, Ray, she is a homegirl, and she talks about Talk Shoe Radio, so automatically she's family. So you're not trying to get down right here with the Damon Network. And please, 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 our sister, Analog Kai, please, please, please support our sister T right here. We're on every Sunday night. This girl is fabulous. You think I mean just like you.
Thank you. Sounds good.
Thank you for coming through. I really appreciate your performance, and shout out to the Poet Network. I love them over there. Make sure you send me an invite, and we definitely will come through.
We'll do. Thank you so much. All right, I'm going to enjoy the show.
Yes. Man, that, you know what, let me tell you something. I'm so glad that I was a woman, because last week we had nothing but men, and I need some estrogen, all that testosterone, because guess what? I love me when I hear the ladies scream, and that had nothing to do with the men, because, you know, I love the talent, because guess what? This is supposed to be that stratosphere of inclusion. So, T-Man, this show so far is the bomb plus one.
Yes, I told you I had some surprises for you tonight, and we was able to talk about love and life. We got some good news tips in, and we're going to keep it going. Let me see. Before we go into another song, is there anyone else who wants to speak at this time?
Whoa. We're going to get them all right now. Of course, we go right to the Florida Panhandle. You're on the line right now with Miss T is Queen. You better talk up.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Silence and Louisville Poetry Hour. Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Sedan.
Hi, Sedan. Nice to hear you tonight. How are you?
I am wonderful. I just appreciate you inviting me, sweet pea.
Yes. You know, it's always a pleasure to hear from you. This is another great singer we have on the line, DJ Alasky. And so let us know what you have for us tonight.
Oh, well, I needed to know what genres of poetry you guys are accepting tonight.
It's diverse. You can read whatever you want. We have been talking about love and life, but we like diversity as well.
Oh, well, you know, love is fun. I will do something. Okay. I'm going to do The Conversation.
Okay.
Here we go. Babe, do you remember when we first met? As unconventional as it was, I had to get your attention. I had to make the first move. I couldn't leave this one to chance. I couldn't leave you in the capricious hands of mere happenstance. We just kept staring. Our retinas just kept grooving together, telling the other secrets. Something about your eyes drew me in deeper, made me want to know your name. I wasn't about to turn my back on fate. I didn't even know you, yet I somehow knew that you were everything I had prayed for. The one gift no one but God could give, the one man I had dreamt of since I was 6, before you had a face. I mean, your feet must be tired from running through my mind. But what took you so long anyway? You know, they tried to say you didn't exist, tried to tell me you weren't real and that men like you were just a myth, but I knew you did. I knew you were out there somewhere stumbling over nightmares, wearing my makeup and borrowing my clothes. I knew that this was real from our very first kiss. Do you remember? Even your kiss was different, like you had saved that one just for me. Our lips made love to one another and under an otherwise dimly lit sky when stars were scarce and the moon was playing hide-and-go-seek. For the first time in my life, the fireworks kindled between our mouths and our tongues and our souls would radiate a light bright enough to light up my world for a lifetime. All because your kiss was different. It said, I need you. It said, you more. It said, everything no one else's lips ever had the guts to say before. And that night, well, baby, that night I fell in love. That night I fell into you completely, unconditionally, uncontrollably, unapologetically, until there was no more left of me, no remnants left for anyone else, just you. And now, with hearts intertwined, we see through new eyes. Let a couple ignore fate and feel the universe shake. Conversation.
Yes, what a conversation that was. I'm enjoying that. See, you got poetry and that soulful music up in you, too, and that was, you know, our poetry can come in many forms, and I was just sitting there and just loving that piece like I was a fly on the wall. DJ Alaska, what you think of that?
Well, first of all, I'm glad that the women are on the line because, you know, they make me feel so, so sublime. I love the fact that they had that wonderful estrogen on the line tonight, not knocking testosterone because, you know, I'm all man. I love me, but go, girl. I love you.
Thank you guys so much. I was trying to figure out what you could do because I didn't know exactly what you guys allow, but next time I'm probably going to come through and sing something. So.
Oh, no. This, we put our big boy draws and thongs on. We come over here. You can say anything you want. This is a poetry show, and this is an artistry show, okay?
Yeah.
And it is what it is. I mean, you know, you're cool. Miss T and I and T.
No problem. Well, next time I'm going to come through and sing something. So I appreciate you guys. I appreciate the platform. Wonderful show.
Thank you. Please stay on. I mean, we haven't started partying yet, Miss Florida. And you know what, though? Hey, Louisville over there, you know, I'm ready for you. Know, and I got, you know me. You know I bring out that brand new music, okay? Now, this young man, we have not heard from on the real tip since 2002, okay? And, of course, him and his high school buddy, if you know the rapper and dance hall king, Mr. Cardinal Offshaw, okay, from Toronto, then you might know this man, okay? That's right. Ski's best is yet to come. And you know what I mean? Because everything I do, you know, I'm with Miss T. What you think? You know what I mean? 724-444-7444 out of Long Beach, California. Better tell your mama, all of them. Tell your grandma loved me. And she already got peach cobbler waiting for me with a glass of milk. Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. We're going to go right to that track. Hey, T. You know I'm going to play that Glenn Lewis back for more. Ski, y'all. Don't play with Ski. Didn't your mama teach you not to mess with Ski?
That's your conversation to get you in the mood. Oh, mental stimulation to make your body move. Body move, yeah. Hurry up, get ready, don't keep me waiting. I'll hit you up when I get outside. Hit you up and run back to my place. I'm sorry, won't be tomorrow. You got me see me coming back tomorrow. You got me see me coming back. Call me back tomorrow. Coming back.
Cardinal Offshaw, Detroit City. I love you out there. I see you. My girl, Trina, how you feel, girl? You know what, though? The way you're talking to me, you know, I'm sexy, too. Don't get it twisted. My name is Ski. I got slopes to ski on, okay? Make it, let it rain. Uh-uh, girl, I'm so cool, let it snow. And we right back right here, don't you know? The one and only Miss T is Queen out of Louisville, huh? You better stop playing. Let me tell you something. All I know, you better stop tripping anyone you tell, okay? Because this girl right here, T, I heard that it was a hoax, can't you see? And she the greatest thing. Leo Queen, I think she robbed, and she come out of Louisville. You better stop playing with me, man.
Yes, you have over there with that freestyle. Be on the ones and twos. Now, look, if we're going to keep this going, I'm going to recite this requested piece, and then I'm going to see if we have anyone else who wants to add to tonight's show. The number, y'all, is 724-444-7444. If you want to, let's see. The PIN number is 131794. Press 1 pound and then star 8 if you want to be in the queue. And before I go, I want to there's other radio networks that are supporting me in this show. Shout out to the VPN, Larry that came through, the poet whole community. They have hundreds of poets, and they all around the world. One love to you all in one positive way. I was listening in to the gospel tonight before our show came on, and Total Control Organization. Shout out to you all and Alonzo Lewis. Thank you for all the listeners and callers and supporters. And this next piece I'm going to get into is titled, Have You Ever? Have you ever woke up and didn't immediately turn your TV or radio on? Have you ever just enjoyed the peace and silence and the fact that you're safe, warm, cozy, and at home. Have you ever realized that while others happy and carrying on, there's something near and dear you that's wrong? Have you ever been tired of standing for your visions all alone, or you just don't care who blows up your phone? Have you ever been in a meditative zone? Well, then I'm here to tell you and I to always be thankful first, and then petition for continued strength and protection, because you feel what you can't see to the naked eye. Have you ever stopped and wondered why? Sometimes our own understanding is compared to the universe, just limited to our sky. Have you ever had a bad week, but you still get pretty and neat? Have you ever made a point not to dwell on the bad? Acknowledge it and then be glad. Have you ever realized that you're still standing through and past it all? Take your time and soak in the rays, sunshine of mind. Today we'll take a moment and reflect. Now brush your shoulders off and get ready again to climb. Your stem is not weak, and it keeps quietly growing over due time. That piece is entitled, Have you ever, D.J. Alaska, just sat there before you picked up your electronics and said, what's on my mind today? That is that. And so this X piece, let's see. I have one more piece I wanted to read to you all. This is called Look Here, the last one I saved for the speed round, which I will announce momentarily after our song break, where whoever's on the line can get in, say your name, the title of your piece, and we're going back to back to back. Now, stop. This piece is called Look Here. Whether you think the earth is round or flat domed or split back, it's no surprise when all of our school life truth has been hidden and we've been taught lies. Stepping on the clouds, knowing without asking the mission, left alone to not be so sensitive to hurt feelings. It's a cold world with heated funk. Look up, fill your cup. This is an ant farm, yet we are the red ones. Filled and delivered, getting stepped on isn't fun. As the watchers look down and we look up, they know our bloodline is trunk. No matter that, many have selfish flaws. All things are warning have their order before the great fall. Look here. We can't say don't worry when we should. We can't say don't do this or that. Fingers are common attacks, waiting and preparing for the next phase, making it through every day. I already say celebrate. Love who gives it back to you. Stay away from those who aren't true. Look here for the bigger picture. Know that there's a spirit within you. John Legend, who do we think we are? Knowledge is key. Self-discovery. You can take the chains off of your mind and be carried very far. Pleasure feels to feel which will, helping hands so peace can be still. The countries, world, galaxies, and universe are a unicode that spins and unfolds. Each door has no words, but they are decisions that carry paths. Some are trapped. Look here and think before you begin. After this life, memories of it will be held by the wind. Look here. It's an eye for an eye. Perspective, reflective. Together things always shine. Sabbath thoughts. Look here. It doesn't cost nothing but a moment to feel and make discernment. In peace. Well, that's a little piece of looking at life from the outside, in the outside of the box. And something that we all should do sometime. DJ Alaska, would you let us know what your next song selection is for the night?
Well, you know what, though? I love it right then and there. I'm going to bring up somebody on the line that I think I know. I believe this is the host of, Peripheral Vision on the Purpose Kingdom Network. Is that the one and only informational guru, then of course you know, you know, I had the pleasure of starting on the radio, Miss Antonia Bass.
Hello, hello.
I'm sorry.
What's going on, Tony?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, man, we having fun tonight.
Hey, I'm telling you. Hey, listen, that guy who called from California about the pin poem.
The pin was Mustafa.
Yeah. Now, he sounds very intelligent, but I'm going to tell you something. He has a voice that reminds me of Chuck D from P.E.
Bring the noise.
So I had to say any more, but you all are having a great time, and I'm loving it. So with that being said, it's always a pleasure to be on your show, and well, I'm invited. And I tell you, it's nice to hear about all these wonderful people. And the young lady who just had a beautiful poem she delivered not too long ago, I enjoyed that too. So I'm going to sit back and relax and just get one in and enjoy your show. And it's always good to hear from you and Dozy.
Thank you very, very much. It's always a pleasure for you. You know, what we started at another network a long time ago, almost 4 years ago. And it's a wonderful thing when you have people that know your story. And I tell people all the time, you know, oh, Lansky, man, you on the air for real? I said, man, you don't know my, you know what, well, you don't know me. Read my resume. You don't know me. Read my resume, and then you might know me. But this one, this young lady here knows me, and I really, really, I'm blessed to have someone like our sister Antonia Bass at my back. Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome. And young lady, you keep it up. You're going to be pretty okay being with them.
Thank you. Thank you for supporting us and Talk To Network. Good to hear y'all with.
Yes, indeed. Now, listen. Now, of course, you know, now, T, you start your mess. I'm going to say, what you going to play now, Fabulous? Okay, well, I got you right now. Why not we do something here? Since we're keeping it California bound, let's go to Dwelling. What profit a man? This is the dynamic DJ Olasky right here with my girl Miss T is Queen out of Louisville. You better know it right here, Jamin Network, 724-444-7444. You better press pin number 131794 and press one time.
You know we don't have a First of all, I want to thank all the folks that support us on that time in 2016, guys. Determined and Motivated Online Now Network was starting and fledgling a great work, and it happened to be for you and you, and especially you, on this New Year's Eve night. I have a lot of friends on this line right now who want to come on, and, you know, on blogtalkradio.network. And, you know, of course, you know, what more can we say? 516-453-9133, press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to us by Looking Glass Entertainment, like it was in 2016. And what we're going to do is just press 1, not a whole lot of numbers. And I have one person that will celebrate with us in poetry. The one and only, Danielle Chainley. Danielle, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. Hello, everyone. How y'all doing?
Well, first of all, representing Epiphany Network and a good friend of mine, guys around the world, you know, listen to that show by Miss T's Queen. How do you feel about that?
Get a lot. You know, I enjoy this show whenever I can get on here, which is not often, but I enjoy every show that I can get on here.
Well, first of all, we want to be blessed by your wonderful spoken word tonight on this outstanding New Year's Eve in 2021. And before you do, shout out to a person that should be in the Hall of Fame, a person that I believe with her outstanding works with not only Damon Network with, you know, On Point Radio and VPN. One day, Miss T's Queen will be recognized as not only a nominee, but also an enshrinee to the National Radio Hall of Fame. And tonight, we get a chance to listen to some outstanding poetry. Danielle,
okay.
The mic is yours.
Yeah. Thank you. This is called Thick Sister, the strength of a thick sister. She's more than a prize, you see, but will not advertise her trauma or worries. The strength in her she's gained will not allow for it to show. However, the strength in her thickness of her thighs is more than just the diameter emphasized. So perfectly proportioned like they're creating time, and she don't even have to exercise. That jiggle is the balance in her stride and keeps each step sure-footed with pride. The width of her hips supports the weight of a newborn babe's life, and ain't no slipping. Full buttocks and breasts naturally round with that amazing bounce form that deep arch in her back. That ain't no slack in that. Her shoulders carry the weight of the world unconditionally. With straps from pocketbooks and packages and bags and just everyday striving to be. And though she walks with her head held high, she's still addressed as, hey, sis, or how you doing, queen, or what's up, ma? Hey, girl, come here. Damn, you just jumped out of my dream. And that famous line, ooh, melanin goddess, just dripping with thickness. Instead of just a simple, hello, miss. I hope you're having a pleasant day. My name is such and such, and I would like to get to know you. By the way, would you mind telling me your name? So don't be intimidated by her curvy, swervy loveliness, because she looks like moonlight walking even during the day. You can get to know her. Just be sensible and respectful, and she'll give you a little leeway. But don't be full of yourself because she's paid you some attention. You know that common mistake that some arrogance can make when a thick sister opens up to his charm. Because in doing so, you don't set off an alarm. So don't make her uncomfortable with arrogant actions and talk. Because a thick sister, just like any other woman, will pick up all that she is and walk. And that's that piece.
Wonderful. That's why you're my friend, to be able to expound upon greatness tonight on this New Year's Eve means so much to me. The outstanding Laperla Negra, and of course, you know, a person that has done so much for Epiphany Network, and she want to fall, you know, fall back and all that, but you know, she's a superstar, not only with her network, but around the world. I love you, Danielle. Thank you so much for being patient enough to be here on this network tonight. Yes, indeed.
Of course.
And we go to our next caller. How are you, caller?
Yo, what's up, man? Happy New Year, almost supposed to be. It's the true fan, Will of God, called from Philly. People be looking silly because they got a strut team coming called FEMA. No, I'm sorry. What's up, doggy?
Hey, man, how you doing tonight?
Man, I'm just listening to the old school. I'm like, wow, man, it's a lot of stuff going on, and people don't realize that music and thoughts can change a revolution. Woo! Because if you could think, don't think. Could it be a thought? So, tonight I want to think. I'm going to do a freestyle poem because, my goodness, listening to this show from back in the day, and if I could really have fun and let everybody say, please, check out every show on Beverly Nation and Damon Network for 2022. Just play them. And then play some other shows on other networks like, you know, Purpose Kingdom Network, On Point, Sound City, whatever. Just get that good stuff. It could change your world because, whoa, people had a thought, and you obviously just heard something. So what's up, man? What you want me to make a poem about? I'm a freestyle.
Do you?
All right. All right, people, how y'all doing? I'm going to do something that's incredible. I'm going to make a poem about doing you. Here we go. Imagine if you had a chance to think, would you pursue or would you just stand up and say, hold on, man, I want to do you. Imagine you see a girl walking down the street. So sweet. Some of y'all brothers, yo, man, I want to eat. No, man, do you. See, I ain't the fool. I used to go to school. I used to learn the golden rule, but still they say, hold up, man, what you going to do? Do you play you like a fool because you still don't understand what I'm saying right now because it's ooh. People be looking like it's a ghoul, but can't understand it's not a fool. It's like representation of the jewel. Now y'all people understand what I just said, but some of y'all still did. Understand, do you? If you want to be a fool, can't understand what's about to happen. It's 2021 by the 2022, and some of y'all still ain't clapping. Do you? Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting crazy with the style. Some of y'all still ain't got a damn smile. You're looking like, wait a minute, I'm going to wait. Still, you walked a long damn mile. Do you? But if you got something to do, change your representation of who you are. Stare in the mirror for not just one time, but a few. So we know who the hell you is when you come out and talking like you a Pikachu. See, there's a lot of Pokemons out here that want to say something new because it's 2022. Still, I got to say it one more time. You. Now, this is what we're going to do. We're going to change the atmosphere because you are still here. If you can't understand what's happening now, cheer. God created you to become bigger than what you are this year. Do you? Oh, dang, that was crazy. I got to go. Wait a minute. Ooh, that was good. I didn't even know I was going to say that one. Damn. What's up, man?
When is your next show, young sir?
Oh, I'm sorry. Two Theros by True Fan Will of God, a.k.a. DJ Chill. If you want to do something fun, just go on Spontaneous TV by Will of God and just play the playlist and see what I've been doing for the Eagles. And I go on January 14th. The topic is Captivation 101. When was the last time you was captivated? How did you feel? And what did you say? Because I'm listening. I just want everybody to just open up their mouth. Because right now, we're being captivated by not only the news, the government, but the people you choose. So it's 2022. Don't lose. I need you to survive. Amen.
Amen to that. And, of course, that is a charm member of our network, Will of God, Too Thorough. Understand, Fridays here at ONE at Beverly Nation. I want to wish everybody a wonderful 2022. Grab your families, hug, kiss your loved ones, because ONE Dynasty said so. The next show will be on, you know, of course, Sunday night, Chichilla J, and News Forum, 9:30 Eastern, standard time on these ONE stations. And of course, Damon Network has advertised the ONE, which is on the Deli and Gozi Enterprise, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Gozi Prime Time, one at Damon.com. We're in Gozi Time, both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Gozi appearance, Google Plus. Ola Deli and Malay, we Gozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, the original Damon Network Classic, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ole De Lay, Danny Gozi from mygmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dunn and Malay Wengosi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Be safe. Be secure. Love your families. The next show will be the next new year. How about that? In 2 days. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it.